Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown, the podcast that talks about comic book story arcs. I'm your host, Joe, and I wanted to come in here at the beginning of this episode to just talk to you guys for a sec. When I originally did this project, these episodes were going to be longer. This is a product of that. When myself and Ron were talking about this book, it was originally at the end of the Amazing Spider-Man episodes. Now that the format has changed, I've got to come back in here and re-edit these beginnings. So, we're going to go ahead and get right into it with the death of Reverse Flash. So, we are reading the death of Reverse Flash that took place in issues 323 through 325 of the Flash Volume 1 series that was written in 1983. The writer was Cary Bates. The art was done by Carmine Infantino. Inks were done by Rodin Rodriguez and Dennis Jensen, with letters by Philip Felix and colors by Carl Gofford. So Barry Allen is his wedding day to this girl, this woman named Fiona Webb, because his first wife, Iris Allen, was killed about 4 years previous by the Reverse Flash. Once Barry found out it was a Reverse Flash, he beat the crap out of him. And then he ended up leaving him at the beginning of time. They fought in the time bubble that Reverse Flash had.
His little time machine.
It was
before they figured out how to run.
Run
back in time.
And because Flash was trying to use the controls, Reverse Flash was like, no, you can't, only I can use these, and anybody who tries, it's going to send you to the beginning of time and blow up. So Flash took his chances, jumped out, left Reverse Flash in the bubble, and that went to the beginning of time. We find out that there was a bunch of anomalies going on, because a guardian of the universe, one of the little blue short people that are the leaders of the Green Lantern Corps, one of them gets in contact with Barry and is telling him on his wedding day that the Reverse Flash basically got loose. He is not there anymore. He's not at the beginning of time. And that's what's causing these anomalies. So Barry is, he is upset. He's remembering everything that happened. He's trying to put all together what he's going to do. So he tells the Guardian, he's like, all right, I'm going to go take care of this. I don't want anybody to interrupt me. And the Guardian's like, okay, we can do that. So he starts looking around, goes to the Flash Museum, sees a statue of the Reverse Flash, and the statue,
I think it's got like a
it's got a voice box or something on it. But there's a pre-recorded message that Reverse Flash recently put in there, basically telling him, what does it say? I'm going to torture you.
So now that you're here at last, bright boy, I suppose I can assume that sluggish brain of yours has finally deduced you owe me a favor. It was the Reverse Flash who snuffed out that troublesome assassin.
Oh, yeah, that happened in the previous issue. No big deal.
Okay. Could have blah, 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 blah. Good God, he does a lot of monologuing here.
Well, again, this is the 80s.
I would say they had a hell of a recording system in this thing, because that's
probably, at least 8 to 10 minutes worth of talking.
Oh, but he's also from the 23rd century?
That's not right.
Crap, I forget now. It's 35th century?
Is it?
Crap, I forget.
No, it's the, I think you're right with the 23rd century.
Okay. He's from the future. Edler's note, he's from the 25th century. I don't know why I forgot that. All right, back to the episode. But he tells him,
I trust we'll be meeting again soon, Flash. All you have to do is figure out just where to home in on me. Happy hunting.
There we go. So Flash decides, hey, I gotta go find him. He figures he has to go stop him, and he has to make him pay, justice.
Yeah.
Like, he's got to go to jail. He's got to serve his time. As this is going on, everybody is coming to the wedding. Like, the wedding is still going on. Like, Barry isn't late yet. His parents, who are both alive, you know, his mom's still alive, and his dad is not in jail, are greeting everybody as they come up. And they know that he's the Flash. They know that if he's not there, it's because he is doing something important. But as people are rolling in, they're starting to get worried because, you know, the wedding's supposed to be happening. Fiona Webb is, she's all excited. She's, this is a dream come true to her. You know, she's just, she's marrying the man, the best man she's ever known, ever met. So Barry starts going, he's trying to find Reverse Flash. He's searching everywhere. He finally figures out what he was trying to say when he said home in. So he's going back to his previous house with, that he lived at with Iris. As he runs in, sure enough, that's where Reverse Flash is. And I believe the house gets destroyed in the fight.
Yeah, it looks like it's for sale, I should point out.
Yes.
And there's a couple that looks like they stopped by to take a look at it. And as they get out of the car, it shows a scene of crashing, and then it shows something flying out of the house, obviously. And then the house basically just crumbles in on itself. To where there's nothing left but, you know, a pile of debris, basically.
So the Flash and Reverse Flash come bolting out. They are, you know, chasing each other, fighting each other. At this point, Barry is already late for his wedding. Fiona is starting to get a little worried. The parents are starting to get a little worried. Everybody is getting worried. And at the end of this, we've got Fiona...
In tears,
already starting to, like...
And I'm assuming...
Be upset. Her dad is...
Her dad or his dad?
Oh, I'm sorry. His dad.
Okay, I was saying, because I thought that was...
Yeah, that's Barry's dad. Sorry. Yeah. He's trying to reassure her, hey, he's going to be here. He wouldn't miss us for the world. And then we all see in the very next panel, you got Reverse Flash holding Flash in the, you know, chokehold. And that is the end of that issue. Now, the next
thank
issue...
you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can hit us up on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send us an email at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will be back very soon with the next issue of The Death of Reverse Flash.